Blog Talk Radio.
Cause we ain't nothing but some true junkies. We ain't nothing but some G's. Yeah.
G's on the podcast.
Said it's different, seven, swinging three, swinging three.
OBP midweek coming at you in full effect on this beautiful December 12th evening, 2018, 9:01 Central coming to you. I'm your host, Will of the King, coming to bring you the best in boxing podcast and in boxing realness where, you know, on the outside is boxing podcast. What we know, what we're known for is keeping 100 at all times, not riding any ping, and not pulling any punches when it comes to keeping 100, when it comes to this boxing game. Got a lot of boxing going on this weekend, a lot of boxing, really, but really just two big time fight going on this weekend. Friday, of course, you know, we've got one of my favorites, Gilberto Zordo Ramirez, putting his WBO super middleweight title up against Jesse Hart for the second time. You know, Gilberto Ramirez, of course, is 38-0, 25 KOs. Jesse Hart, 25-1, 21 KOs. That only loss again being to Zordo. And also, the fight, the bigger fight of the weekend, and the fight which the show is titled off of the show is, I think, Canelo is fighting. Because, yes, Canelo Alvarez is fighting Rocky Fielding for Rocky Fielding's WBA regular super middleweight title. But the buzz, you know, isn't really quite there, I don't think. You know, you got the zone, but the zone ain't got no buzz for, you know, the biggest name in boxing. Of course, we'll talk about that. We got my man RC's going to be running just a little late today, so we're going to talk about that later on. We'll talk about both fights later on, really. But I want to talk about one of the undercard fights. And something, you know, that I think it's big time. I just clowned the zone, and I don't know if they did the right thing with Canelo. They probably have, but, you know, they've got the two biggest names in boxing as far as numbers-wise in the game. Anthony Joshua and Saul Canelo Alvarez, right? But there's another kid they have fighting on the undercard. Somebody that you hear us talk about a lot on the show. One of my favorites in the game. RC lovingly refers to him as the Justin Bieber of boxing. And if you don't know, we're talking about the realest Garcia, young Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia, I think it was a big signing for DAZN. This kid is going to be the real deal. You know, we have been talking about a lot about these young fighters coming in, you know, under 20 years old, that these guys are, you know, that the Zone now, ESPN, Showtime, PBC, they're all putting these young guys to the forefront because, you know, boxing has made some sort of a comeback. You know, it was dying for a second there. You know, it got pretty shitty for a while. I can't remember exactly when the dates were, but, you know, maybe around the 2005 or 6 era, whenever Chuck Liddell or Tito Ortiz was popping at its height, you know, boxing was falling off for a little bit. And I think that, I don't know why that was, but, you know, I think they're trying to remedy that from not happening again by having a lot of young guys coming, young guys being showcased, and young guys, you know, and getting put on TV. Now, I don't know if Ryan Garcia, a.k.a. The Flash, is going to be on TV, but he'll definitely be on the pay-per-view on the Zone because they show everything. So I don't, you know, so he's going to be on TV. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But, you know, just like, you know, they've been pushing women's boxing, they've been pushing these young guys, and, you know, Ryan Garcia, 20 years old, is just fighting, I think it's a super featherweight fight against Braulio Rodriguez. Not sure who he is, but he is, let's see how old he is. He's 30 years old, so he's fighting a grown-ass man who's, he's fighting another grown-ass man. And we saw last fight, he had a majority decision against the guy, you know, older guy. He had a unanimous decision in the fight before. Ryan Garcia is 20 years old. He still looks like a kid. Doesn't even look like he's hit. He's even started to get into his man body yet. So, I enjoy watching him fight and watching him grow in the game. And this will be something I'll be hopefully checking out. The Zone last time, it really didn't go through on the, you know, the hookup site that I have. I think right at the end, the Zone, they shut it down for the Joshua fight. Was that the Joshua? Yeah, for the Joshua fight, maybe. I can't remember. But I think they shut it down right at the end. They got me on that. So we're going to see. I'm going to try it again, see what they do before I sign up for the Zone. Because, you know, besides Garcia and, you know, Canelo, who they don't really have anybody that's really entertaining me, anybody that I want to see. But like I said, they had an excellent signing, huge signing of Ryan Garcia, and he'll be showcased on that fight card, you know, the Canelo Rocky Fielding fight card this Saturday on the Zone Network. But yeah, a lot going on. Another guy is fighting on the undercard. I think it's Tevin Farmer. Guy talks a lot of stuff to Javante Davis. Think he's fighting one of Javante Davis's old opponents. See if he could do a little work before then. Seems like a guy who's running away from that Davis fade, like a lot of guys are. We're going to give RC a few more minutes before we go into the breakdown of the fight. Let's go ahead and talk about the fight, make my pick on the fight Friday night. Like I said, one of my favorite guys out here fighting, Gilberto Ramirez, a Mexican super middleweight. You don't really hear too much about these type of guys out here, even though it seems like nowadays Mexican guys, they're getting a little longer and a little bigger in their divisions. But, you know, we got the big dog when it comes to some Mexican fighting, Gilberto Ramirez, putting his middleweight, his super middleweight belt up against Jesse Hart again for the second time. Zordo, you know, he's the real deal, man. Mexican cat out here. I think he's what is it? Let's see if he's 6'2", fighting that super middleweight, something, you know, like a Munguia type guy, but he's actually got the skills to pay the bills. You know, he does get hit a lot. But he sort of has that Mexican style. He's doing a lot of body work. He's doing a lot of punching, a lot of boxing. You know, Zordo is the real deal. Jesse Hart, not that bad of a fighter. I sort of remember the last fight as Jesse Hart. I think it was close. Jesse Hart might have got dropped, I believe, early. It sort of came back. This was in late 2017. So really, this was damn near last year. So 1 year and a couple of months, 1 year, 3 months from the date, they're running it back. Jesse Hart, he's coming out. He said he has a new game plan. He has a new situation, you know, a new look on what he's going to do, and he's going to be able to survive. Another L from Zordo. And I don't think that's going to happen. You know, Zordo is, like I said, the real deal when it comes to boxing. So when it comes to Mexican boxing, you know, he should. I don't know. Like, he's fighting with Top Rank. Maybe that's why he's not getting the love. Maybe if he was in Golden Boy, he would be a little more known. You know, he comes out here, he's got the hat on. He's, you know, probably the biggest Mexican champion they got out right now, as far as weight size. You know, it's sort of physical stature, the biggest guy out there. And he's actually, you know, he's not a bad looking dude. I just saw him on the whatchamacallit, No Homo, but I remembered him for some reason being all pimpled up and looking crazy. But, you know, at the whatchamacallit, looked like, you know, he had his hair to the side and stuff like that. Looked like he was trying to go to a little fashion show or something. And Jesse Hart, you know, he had on his just, you know, regular boxing active attire. So it was, I don't know why Ramirez isn't, you know, more of a household name, but he too is, well, he's not that young. He's 27. So now's the time. He's just getting in his prime. And I see him, you know, giving Jesse Hart more of the same as last time. It's been a year, and Ramirez has fought two times since then, TKO and Habib Hamed, and going getting the unanimous, another unanimous decision against Romer Angulo back in June. So this guy's fighting, trying to make a name for himself, and I don't know if Jesse Hart's the guy, but maybe this gets him to fight the guy. And I think the guy, the big name now, you know, of course, that's boxing at super middleweight is Canelo. But we're not 100% sure if Canelo's going to stay there. You know, the number one guy, I think, is Caleb Smith. For some reason, they got him at, that's the ring champion. Gilberto being number one. Benavidez, number two. Ustegi is number three, the IBF. Benavidez has the WBC. And Groves is number four, George Groves from the UK. Caleb Smith, I think, has the IBF. No, he has the WBA. And, you know, they've got DeGale in there, Weak Darrell, Eubanks, Weak, Truex. So, you know, hopefully he can get a fight after this win with somebody like Caleb Smith or Benavidez to start unifying. It's we'll see what these guys are doing. It's unification time in super middleweight. And I think Benavidez is talking about that life. So hopefully it goes down, man. Be looking for a good fight. I'm not sure what the fight card I'm not sure who's on the fight card. I know RC's main squeeze, his favorite fighter in the game right now, Michaela Mayer, is fighting on the undercard. Pretty sure it's not for any substantial titles or anything like that at this point, with her still making her climb in the women's division of fighting. But, you know, we're at about 16. We're going to keep it going. We got a little short show today. If you didn't know, yesterday was my birthday. I went to the Rockets game, came back, went extremely hard on YouTube, OMG cookies, some medicated buttered toast, and lemonade, I think like strawberry lemonade style vodka or something like that. Went real hard yesterday after the game, just in the garage, BSing, you know, celebrating that good old 37th year of life. You know, usually I'd be out there with some things in my face, jiggling, you know, some sort of tart close to my face area. But, you know, I decided to chill last night. I didn't want to spend my ones like that at this point in time. But it was a Tuesday. You know, that's usually where they got the dances for $2. But if you don't know, the $2 Tuesday situation is the fool. That's a 15 minutes. What they usually do is they hit you with a 15-minute, not even 15 minutes, it might be 10 minutes of one-third of songs, and they just shoot you back. So they're going to play one verse of a song, and then they're going to switch. So it sounds like it's good. You get $2 dances, but the dance is only for 20 seconds, 30 seconds at the most, and you're not really getting your dollar's worth. So I recommend boys going on half-off dance nights. You know, you're getting actually, you know, you're bang for your buck if you're going on half-off. You know, which let's get to the fight of the week. And I'm talking my man, you know, number one guy. Not the guy that I think is the best, you know, that's Crawford. But the guy that I fucks with the most, Saul Canelo Alvarez, is going up in weight. You know, him being the man at middleweight, he's going up to test. You know, he's already had a little test with Chavez Jr. at 65, I think, or something like that, 165. So he's going up again to test the waters because, you know, Canelo's trying to do things that not too many people have done. And that's when win divisions, win multiple championships and multiple divisions. So he's out here, he's testing the waters, fighting Rocky Fielding 23-1, 13 KOs for his WBA regular. So I'm putting parentheses up when I say that. His WBA regular super middleweight title. So the name of this episode is I Think Canelo Is Fighting, because Canelo is my guy. I don't have the zone, And I damn near forgot Canelo was fighting this weekend. I don't know, you know, this is very strange because, you know, when guys like Floyd were fighting bums of this caliber, we at least knew the fights were happening. You know, Berto, any of the young Mexican guys that he fought at the end. You know, when he was fighting these guys, we knew about it. Wanted to see it or not, we sort of knew it was coming. It was a big to-do because, you know, the number one fighter in the game was boxing. But for some reason, we're not getting that feel when it comes to this Canelo fight. Like I said, I barely even knew that it was on. I mean, I knew it was on. I knew the day, sort of. But, you know, hasn't been the advertisement, the marketing for this fight has not been what we're used to seeing when it comes to Canelo Alvarez fight. You know, we knew more about the Kirkland fight, right? We know more about these, well, you know, his last two fights, of course, against Triple G, but it seems like, you know, did Golden Boy make the right, or did Canelo and De La Hoya make the right move to get down with DAZN, this platform? I don't know. We all know Canelo is the biggest name in boxing. Is, you know, maybe more people know about it in the UK now. Because it's in the zone. Maybe, you know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're hoping that Canelo already has his following here in at least the America. I don't know how the zone is popping in Mexico or in Canada, but, you know, we're used to seeing big fighters, you know, on ESPN, getting pushed on ESPN, getting pushed on the TV, you know, doing press runs and stuff of this nature. Now, Canelo may have been doing that. I'm not sure. And that's a damn shame because I'm a Canelo guy, you know, and it's just this DAZN. Is it breaking through? Because there is no hype for this fight at all. Now, I mean, I know you're saying he's fighting Rocky Fielding. You know, Rocky Fielding is 23-1. He's going up. This isn't just the easiest of easy work. Now, this is easy work, should be, but this isn't the easiest of easy work. And like I said before, you know, when Floyd fought Berto and all that, we knew about the fight. Liked it or not, we knew about the fight. So is DAZN doing a good job with Canelo so far? I think as far as promotion of the fight, they're 0-1 because I didn't even know. I had to remember, like, oh, yeah. I had to say, oh, yeah, my favorite fighter is fighting this weekend. That's insane. But we got my man RC coming in. We'll take it back. We're going to take it to him out there in Central Valley, California. RC, man, what's going down?
Oh, man, just leaving the gym. A long day. Trying to warm up right now. It's a little cold out here, but just catching the gist of where you guys are coming from right now. See, you're still on the Canelo field. Oh, pardon me. Happy belated birthday to you, Willa. You know, we talked about it Sunday. Being Tuesday, being your born day and all that. So I hope you had a good one and all that. But with this Canelo and Rocky Fielding fight, you know, I don't know. It's hard for me to look at a guy to be any sort of competition on a legitimate level when he's been knocked out in one round by Caleb Smith.
Hey, RC, we ain't there yet. It ain't we, it's just me. I'm just talking about the Canelo fight. I just started talking about it. But what I was saying, I haven't started going into the fight at all. What I was saying is that, so the title of this show is I Think Canelo is Fighting. And, you know, my point was starting off is that there's no buzz for this fight. I haven't seen anything really on the internet, not on the internet, like on TV or anything like that for this fight as far as the Zone. And the Zone, are they marketing this fight good enough? Or you think is this the fight is just so trash that nobody cares? Or are they doing a good job as far as the American market, as far as what you've seen as their first Canelo fight, you know, on the Zone? Have they done a good job marketing it, do you think?
I think they did a good job of, as far as marketing goes, because it don't matter what channel. I don't watch a lot of channels, but when I do check out something on TV, I always see that fucking commercial come up on the Zone, whether it's on ESPN, TNT, or whatever. And it's getting recognition that way. I was talking to one of my partners about the fight that's going on this weekend, and his mom was like, and overhearing us, and like, oh yeah, I seen that commercial. So, you know, I think that they're definitely branching out. They're doing a way better job than a lot of other promoters are doing as far as spending the commercial time money. So for sure, they're really branching out when it comes to trying to reach out to the people. It's all about who gives a damn about it. So they're putting the money into it as far as the promotion-wise goes. It's all about, I mean, we don't have a good dancing partner because, you know, nobody knows who the fuck Rocky Fielding is. So
you think they're doing that for the fight?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I've seen the commercials, but that's a DAZN commercial. It's like, hey, yeah, oh, yeah, Canelo's fighting. You get that for free if you do it this weekend.
Yeah, no.
You know, that's not like fight promotion.
Yeah, I can't say the same for that. I think for the internet's sake, I think it's promoting the fight, but for the television's sake, it's not really there at this point in time. But, you know, I give them credit for at least branching out that way. But, yeah, it's going to be his coming out party with DAZN. And, you know, DAZN, like I said on Sunday's show, they tried coming out with this stream idea talking about pay-per-views toast. No, it's not. And they're going to have a real coming out party and get some really good highlight material from this fight just to make some buzz about DAZN, because still a lot of people are confused of what that is. We're transitioning, moving from pay-per-view to this, what we have right now, going to the streaming. And, you know, like most things, when you're the first of something to do something that type of way, not going to have much success initially, just like ESPN Plus. I'm sure they haven't had as much success as they were probably looking into getting at first. And, I mean, for starters, I mean, they had fucking Bud Crawford and Jeff Horn. Decent fight, you know, with a title at stake. Not a bum off at all. But you know, I think that with this one right now, with DAZN, they just need to get their foot in the door because, you know, their first, as I mentioned before, DAZN's first event that they put on with, I think, Jarrell Miller headlining, you know, they went head-to-head with McGregor and Nurmagomedov. So you're not going to get outside fight fans' awareness for DAZN because, I mean, even casual mixed martial arts fans like myself was paying attention to that instead of anything DAZN had popping. They had Jesse Vargas on that card as well. So, you know, I think that they just need they're getting their foot in the door right now, but when it comes down to it, it's going to be a process before they get any kind of global recognition at that. And it just doesn't help when you got Rocky Fielding being a dance partner. It doesn't help when you got Canelo having, I don't know what to call his new haircut, but I don't like it. And yeah, it's gratis. It's free, as he mentioned, and whatever, whatever. So it's definitely doesn't have any kind of hype to it whatsoever. like, I mean, when Canelo fought Chavez Jr., there was hype. Mexican versus Mexican. Bad blood as far as history goes with the privileged kid and the kid who had nothing. And then obviously the two fights with Gennady Golovkin. You know, this is on the lower level of Liam Smith and Canelo because, you know, Liam Smith got a little respect from that fight from people who didn't know who the fuck he was. I don't think Rocky Field is going to get none of that. So it's definitely spending more money than you're going to receive from the jump. So Canelo's just got to, you know, I don't think he's worried about it. He's got that bag. So we'll see what happens moving forward. Hopefully, if he could get a good, you know, a good viral video from a knockout of Rocky Field and, you know, give him that Amir Khan, which I think he will, set up the, wait, hold on. Where did Canelo do that again? Oh, this is app called DAZN. It's free, you know, free first 30 months and you pay like $9.99. And matter of fact, he's having a fight with the guy named Daniel Jacobson, Cinco de Mayo. It's going to be big. I think then DAZN will really get some public awareness. But as of right now, it seems like it's not promoted well, and I understand that, but I mean, this is all the beginning. So, you know, things in the beginning don't have as much success as people that put the money into something would expect to, and that's just business. And so, I'm not surprised whatsoever. And I think it really gives a blow to the zone as far as them thinking that Canelo is the bigger star that he is. I mean, he is a star, but how big is the star? Because when it comes to Mexico, they don't, all his fan base in Mexico, they don't have to purchase DAZN to watch his fight because he has a, I can't remember how much it is, but he has a pretty big deal with Boxeo and Tecate to where they don't have to get DAZN to see him fight over there. That shit comes on free. And that's a deal that he had in place since he was, you know, first came out after the Floyd fight. So it's going to be a process, man. It's going to be a process for sure.
Well, definitely. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I see where you're coming from, and that might be. We'll see. They're supposed to have billions of dollars, so, you know, usually ain't no process when you got billions. You just slap them in the face with the money, you know. So we just got to see what happens. I think they might just not know what the hell they're doing. But we'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, let's get into the fight. Canelo coming off of two grueling punishing fights against his arch nemesis, Lil G, Gennady Golovkin, going up in weight, going super middleweight to fight the WBA regular champion, Rocky Fielding. I'm looking for this to be a showcase. And when I say showcase, I mean a boxing exhibition that ends in a knockout.
Maybe not a sleepage,
but you know, a beating.
He's going to sleep.
That he gets this UK guy, you know, we're gonna see how it goes, you know. He's going up. I wanna see how the power goes. You know, Liam Smith is what, he's like a top 10 super middleweight, so he's not just not Liam Smith. Well, I'm saying Liam Smith. What the fuck is this fool's name? Rocky Fielding. Rocky Fielding is a top ten super middleweight. So, you know, it's not like he's going to be a pushover. So we got to see if he's going to sleep. But yeah, I think he's just going to get outboxed. It's going to be, you know, in and out, looking good. You know, the good old Canelo. You know how we like to see. You know, Canelo just doing what he does against this UK guy, and then getting him out of there, just a beating where they throw in the towel in about the 10th round. And I'm looking for Canelo to shine. But like I said, we'll see if I'm able to see the fight live, because I'm just gonna use the, you know, our little connection. And last time, I believe they shut it off on me right at the beginning of the the main event.
Play that shit up.
Yeah, I think they, right at the beginning of the main event, I think they shut everything off so you couldn't get it. So we're going to see how it goes. you know, this isn't the biggest Canelo fight. I could catch it on YouTube like 10 minutes after it's over, you know. I always feel stupid when you pay a lot of money for a fight and then you just watch it over again on YouTube like 10 minutes later. It stings every time, but, you know, you do what you do. So, yeah, I've got it. My official pick is a stoppage or RTD. I'm going to say a RTD in about the 10th round.
Wow, you're very generous, Willa.
How do you got it, RC?
Very, very generous. I think this is one. This one, I just can't get Caleb Smith knocking Rocky Fielding out in one round, being a measuring stick to a guy like Canelo. We all know about the Smith family from Manchester and all that. Like it just can't get out of my head, bro. It's hard. It's hard to let this one go. God, I hate Canelo. I wish he'd get knocked the fuck out because, you know, remember how he cheated with the clenbuterol? Then he cheated on his wife.
No.
He cheated on his
No, we don't remember any of that. Hey, what the hell? Hey, what the hell is going on here? This isn't the Sunday show. We don't accuse, you know, people of cheating on their wives and taxes and clenbuterol. That's not what we do on this. We don't do that on the midweek show. Take that to your show.
Oh.
You know, your show is more, you know, gossip and, you know, TMZ type of deals. You're into
Fact.
That kind of thing. Not on this show. This is a more classy
midweek. Oh, you classy
show.
Jimmy Leonard Jr. over here, huh?
Hey, classy Chassie Wilson is what you can
all
call
right,
me.
All right,
that's how we do
all
it.
Right,
we
I'll
like to keep it down the line. We're not out here talking about guys cheating on their wives, doing clenbuterol, getting, you know, probably, who knows what, just eating regular Mexican meat and getting tainted, you know, that's got to be a horrible experience. That's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about boxing. That's it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, it's facts, though. But, all right. I got Canelo winning this fight by third round knockout, going to the body. It's been a well-known fact that Rocky Fielding does not have a heart and definitely a size advantage, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's a big guy as far as tall. He's a tall guy. And you know, he reminds me of a super welterweight that's 6'6", Sebastian Fundora. Look him up, folks, if you haven't heard of him. Complete bully. But Rocky Fielding doesn't have any kind of advantages like that when it comes to a fight with Canelo. Some of Canelo's best work comes with the meat hook body shot that he puts on. And as far as Rocky Fielding goes, being a stationary target, Canelo's going to be able to land those at will. Now, Canelo doesn't throw those to set up his shots. He throws those shots when it's not working to the head. He'll just go to the body, because he knows he's going to find a place for it. So, you know, I could see him having some success early on and probably hearing him, looking at him, wince, seeing body language that he don't want to handle with that. And can I get some rant, Super? Oop, give me a little something here. And but, you know, I see it going early. I don't see this fight getting past four rounds. And for the simple fact of the matter that Caleb Smith is not a heavy-handed puncher. And not to get it twisted, neither is Canelo, but Canelo's got a little bit of pop to him with some good technique, you know. Canelo's not a bum or nothing. I don't hate on the guy for no reason. He's definitely got some talent. I think that his power is more welterweight talent, but I think that he's going to be able to find some success in this fight and really break down this guy. Rocky Fielding is not a man who has any kind of problems. When you're going to get problems with Canelo, you're going to have to use your footwork, keep distance, but at the same time, keep some good pop to your mid-range shot. And I don't see him doing that. He's definitely not going to keep pop at his distance shots from a further than the mid-range. And that's just going to lead to him try to maybe mix it up a little bit and try to say, hey, I'm the bigger guy. Back up real quick, Canelo. But you can't do that with a guy like Canelo when you're at this B-minus level as Rocky Fielding. The record looks nice, but, you know, Caleb Smith. That's all it comes down to. I see Canelo having a really good showing. You might end up seeing this one on Complex or things like that where, you know, obviously World Star, shit like that where these things go viral where guys have some vicious knockouts. And I definitely see Canelo having one of those type of outputs because anything going past five rounds is a failure, in my opinion, for Canelo Alvarez in a fight with a guy like this. Now, I don't give a damn if Canelo did or didn't know about certain meat that he ate. I don't care about none of that. He doesn't need any of this right now. He doesn't need anything but his own boxing skill. Shit, Canelo could go into this fight at 147 pounds, skinny as he was when he was 21 years old fighting Floyd Mayweather and still have the same success. Rocky Fielding, you know, not to completely shit on the guy, definitely give him his respect for being a champion and having a presentable record that, you know, it's not a pushover. It's not a pushover. But at the same time, you just know where a guy's heart's at when it comes to certain fights. And with a guy like Canelo, this is tailor-made for Canelo to go viral on a huge knockout win. With the size difference being a factor, if he was the same size as Canelo, oh, he's going to catch one on the chin and do his best Amir Khan planking impersonation. But with the size advantage, y'all know what you're doing when you're fighting a taller guy in boxing. And it just so happens that one of Canelo's best punches is some of that meat hooks to the body that he gives guys problems with. And I think that's eventually going to be the undoing of one Rocky Fielding. So I got Canelo Alvarez, one of my favorite fighters, by third round knockout. And I think it's going to look like the knockout where Canelo Alvarez's hero, Oscar Coquette de la Hoya, again, knocked the fuck out by Bernard Hopkins to the body, in which he was on the ground for about a solid 35 seconds. So that's how I see it.
I had to cut his mic off. Disrespecting de la Hoya again. RC never gets it. We're not here to disrespect Oscar de la Hoya. You know, talk about cocaine. Did he mention the fishnets this time? I don't know what, you know, I don't know if he did or not, but at least he called it right. Canelo KO. Let's go back to RC. Let's see if he's calmed down. You know, he doesn't really know the rules of OBP midweek. Again, RC, you back. Hey, we're not here to down talk Oscar De La Hoya, man. This is a biased show.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, it's like if
you bringing up cocaine, fishnet, you know, when he did these things, was this stuff with a woman? Was it with a woman, RC?
Well, I hope so. I sure hope so. I don't know. I wasn't there, and I would not want to be a fly on the wall in that situation because I heard he was doing stuff kitchen utensils up the bathroom. I don't know, man.
Kitchen. What are we talking about, man? We're in the day and the age
that's
where you just sent me. You sent me something about a transgender woman winning the fight. You know, we're confused if that means
was
a woman first or not. You know, and you're talking bad about Oscar De La Hoya who's doing things with women. Come on, man. You know.
Okay, all right. Maybe I went off. Okay, all right. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but it's just like if, you know, me and you seen Ben Roethlisberger somewhere. I'd be like, hey, that motherfucker a rapist or something like that, you know? Or if we seen Mike Vick around. Hey, Mike Vick, he was a good quarterback, but you remember them dogs he used to fight? It's the aura around them. And all right, it's my fault. But I did have a good analogy for it because I expect that a body shot to be heard like a fucking shotgun going off in the building the same way Bernard Hopkins popped Oscar De La Hoya and had him laying on the canvas for a long time. And I think that's what's going to happen to Rocky Fielding. I don't know how much Rocky Fielding's getting for this fight, But he's definitely a sacrificial sheep of boxing, similar to how Chris Algieri was when Chris Algieri fought Errol Spence and he fought Manny Pacquiao. And, you know, he was just stepping into the lion's den consistently. So Rocky Field and DAZN and all this, I think that it's just going to be a good setup for the fights going on. I'm not 100% sure, but I think there is a UFC pay-per-view going on this weekend. I have to look into that. But it's just something that, just like competing with the fight fans and everything going on there. And I think that Canelo, I mean, it's going to be interesting, man. I mean, we can't look at the Nielsen ratings and see what kind of viewership it's going to have with DAZN. I think it's going to be just a subscription-based. But we'll see how this whole deal, this ordeal goes, because I know the undercard's not stacked like that. The fights that's coming on ESPN Friday, I can't remember exactly what fight it is off the top of my head. Pretty big part two that they're having.
Yeah, Zurdo versus Hart.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Zurdo and Hart.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
we talked about
good,
that.
Fight.
That's yeah, yeah. I talked
fight.
About
that's
that at
fight.
The beginning of the show. I was going to let you. I was going to let you at the end make your pick on that. And I know your girl, Mayer,
cool.
Is fighting.
That's cool that they're doing that one right there. Because, I mean, honestly, they could have that on Saturday, but they don't want to compete with DAZN and I'm not sure what else is going on that night outside of boxing as far as, you know, as other combat sports. And plus, Michaela Mayer is going to be on that one as well. But
yeah, I think that was just the UFC. Whatchamacallit, wasn't that last week where them guys was going toe-to-toe? The Hawaiian guy. Wasn't that last weekend? Yeah, that was last. That was
Max
a good
Holloway.
Fight.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he whooped
like
that guy's ass.
Now look at you. You're watching
like
the UFC now, huh?
Yeah, it was right after, what was the fight last weekend? Yeah, it was right after the fight last weekend.
Vasil homosexual.
Yeah, watched that. Yeah, I said watch that on the, you know, when it's free, I'm going to pop it on, though. You know, it was free. I've never seen this guy fight. I've never seen any of those guys. Like Vera, maybe. Is that the guy's name? Like California Mexican guy.
Free, yeah.
He was in there trying to fight.
Free's my second favorite F word, man. So it's all good. I love some free shit. I mean, but Willa, bro, I think that we're really going to be, I know you're going to be real happy. You're going to come on the show Sunday and you're going to be, you're going to keep your fucking tradition going. I already know it. I don't even want to spoil the fans
That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen for just little measly wins like this.
You sure?
Yeah. You never know. You know, he could do something to spark the fans' interest.
Oh,
though,
my
but,
God. I'm going to expect
You know, we saved that for the good. We saved that for the big wins, though.
Oh, man, bro. But I'm telling you right now, Willa, we in for a treat as far as people that like to see somebody get knocked out and in agony and in pain and not worry about the man's not worry about the man's family or anything like that, because Rocky Fielding is going to – I'm going on a limb and saying that Canelo's going to break his rib. He's going to break his rib. He's going to stop him early in the fight. Fielding's not going to be breathing too well, and we're probably not going to hear from this guy for a while. This is going to be a vicious knockout by Canelo Alvarez. The whole moving up in weight, only see if his power carries over, it don't matter. Because the way this guy's built, he's brittle, for one. For two, he's soft. And I don't mean S-O-F-T. I mean S-A-W-F-T, soft. This guy is not built to be in a fight with Canelo. He's blessed to get this fight and might, you know, he might get $1 million, something like that. Maybe more. I don't know. But this fight right here is going to be, this is old Eddie Hearn, a good way to give Canelo a win that would not seem credible for the most part. But when you talk about moving up to super middleweight, he moved up in another weight class against a fighter that's taller than him, and all that bullshit.
Top 10 guy.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, top 10 guy in a fucking wash division. So, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Imagine what would Mauro Charlo do to this guy? What would Jacob do to this guy? Like, you know.
We don't know. But speaking of Jacob, you know. People are hoping. I heard you did say that on May 5th that he was fighting, that he was going to fight Jacobs. You know, we're hearing a few different things from a few different people. I think De La Hoya said, you know, he was, sounds like going back down to middleweight to fight, you know, somebody, you know, one of the guys, Jacobs. What's my man's name? Billy Joe Saunders. That's what De La Hoya said. Hopkins, he says that he might be fighting Lemieux or somebody like that. And then they had another guy come out and say, the latest guy, I forgot, one of their executives, Golden Boy Cat, said that Caleb Smith might be who they're looking at. Me, as long as it's not Lemieux, I'm not mad at anything, any of those fights. If he's going back down to fight, what's my man's name? But going back down there to fight Jacobs or Billy Joe Saunders for a.
Oh, Jacobs is your man now?
No, I said your guy. Yeah, I mean, I said my guy. I mean, I don't really mess with. I don't dislike Jacobs, but you know, I want to see him lose to Canelo for sure. But I like that he beat up Triple G. But if he goes down there and tries to, you know, unify some belts down there, I'm not mad at that at all. And or if he goes for Caleb Smith, who's the number one super middleweight, nobody can be mad at that. I think that'd be a tough-ass fight for him. And, yeah, so I'm not mad at anything of that, as long as it's not David Lemieux, who is, I think, fighting on the undercard. So, you know, that wouldn't surprise me if they tried to pull that. But I hope if Canelo does that, you know, I'm not jumping off the bandwagon, but I'm going to definitely have my nose in the air and he does that. But, you know, the one person they didn't say anything about, the one last name that we didn't hear ends with the O, starts with the Char. You know, we didn't hear anything about Charlo at all. And that's, you know, I think just letting people know what the real deal is.
Yeah, because did you hear what your boy De La Hoya said? Your boy De La Hoya said he can get it. I said, ooh, I wonder what Willa thinks about that.
Who, he did say that about Charlo?
Yeah. De La Hoya, when he came out, it was on, people could look up on Ring of Highlights. I don't know, a lot of people on Instagram follow House of Highlights. That has everything. But you go to Ring of Highlights and they got the interview with De La Hoya. He said, yes, we're interested in Jacobs and Charlo. They can get it. We want Canelo fights the best. I said, use this as a I don't believe.
Yeah. You're right. He did have Charlo in there. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah,
De La Hoya said anybody could get it.
I like to believe.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. But then Hopkins said, nah, these are the guys. And then the other Mexican guy who probably I forgot what his name was. He was like, hey, Caleb Smith, especially if he looks good. So we'll see what he does. I think that's a good fight for, you know, you would agree besides David Lemieux that all of those fights are viable fights for Canelo, you know, next.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's the fights we want to see with Canelo. I mean, there's, you know, there's at this point in time, Canelo's, what, 28 years old right now? The middleweight division got so much, man. It's got so much potential right now for really good fight. So I think it's pointless to waste his time. I mean, I'll give him this Rocky Fielding voluntary. You know, granted, he just had two wars with Gennady Golovkin. I'll give him this voluntary. I can't be mad at that. Like, I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say, you know, no, he needs to get in the lion's den right after fighting Charlo, right after fighting Golovkin. Like, that's not the case. I let him get this one in, and I'm not gonna have a problem with it. You haven't heard me bash this fight one bit at all because he's earned it. He's earned his voluntary, and not only is it a voluntary, it's a voluntary in a weight class up from, you know, a middleweight division they just recently moved from. So I'll give him that. But after that, I mean, there's so much potential and opportunity. Billy Joe don't have a fight. Maul's about to get rid of his fight. You know, Jacobs, he's ready for one coming up. And Andrade, I mean, there's a lot to get in the mix with for Canelo. And, you know, the one thing I just hope we don't see is a trilogy between Golovkin and him because, you know, I feel like we'll be wasting some of Canelo's prime years with some of this nonsense. So, you know, hopefully
we'll see. Would you be mad if he fought Caleb Smith?
I wouldn't give a damn about that fight, to be honest with you.
Would you be mad?
No, I'm never mad at Canelo and anything he does. Well, you know this, so I keep the same energy I always do with Canelo.
Yeah, I don't think they can. If he's going for the IBF, he's the WBA super middleweight belt. As long as you're going for belt, you know, it is what it is. It's how I feel. But, before, you know, I didn't really want to go too long today. Before we get out of here, I know you want to talk about the Hart, Zordo versus Hart, you know, their second fight they're having on ESPN. I had it pretty much going. Oh, I don't think I made my official pick. I think my official pick will be, another unanimous decision by Zordo because, you know, he is the real deal. But Hart is all right, and I think this will be a pretty good fight. So, can you make your pick on that, break that down? And, of course, I know, you know, you want to talk about your girl. I don't know. She should be on the undercard, at least on ESPN+.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah, she's on the undercard. I mean, Hart is definitely a suitable opponent, and there's a reason that there is a second part to this fight. You know, Zordo is a really, really, I mean, shit. If Canelo want to move up and wait and fight somebody in a super middleweight, you know, I don't want to see him lose, but I want to see a competitive fight. But no, Zordo is this guy's got a lot of talent. I like the swag that this guy has, and I really want to see him have a successful fight, man. And I think this one will. We all know how rematches go. You're familiar with your opponent more so, and you're gonna be open for more opportunities that you probably let pass you up in the first fight, thinking that damn. I shouldn't have let that one go when you're looking over the tape. But now you're going to know better than that. So I think this one, I'm not going to say a sleeper or anything like that. But I think that I think definitely this fight will be ended up being stopped by the officials. Get it in there, TKO, somewhere around the 10th round, something like that. Because Zordo hits hard, man. He's a really good talent to have. Especially with the fan base that this guy brings on. And Hart is definitely no chump, so it's not going to be something going out early, I don't think. So I'm looking forward to that fight. I'm glad that it's going to be on its own on Friday. And I think that we're going to see Ramirez close the gap on this one within 10 rounds and somewhere around that range. Speaking for the undercards, I really don't care much for the undercards of this fight because the only thing that matters is 5'9" super featherweight orthodox Michaela Jocelyn Mayer. She's going to be in there with Calista Salgado, and this one will be the fifth fight of the year for Michaela Mayer, staying very busy. Having the impressive outings, and each one failing to get the knockout in her last fight. But I think that Michaela Mayer will
get this one going down out there in Corpus Christi today. Looking very beautiful with the cowboy boots and all for Texas. Shout out to Texas for that one. But I think that it's good that it's on a Friday night. I wish it was on the ESPN card instead of being on Plus, but that's fine because I don't know where I'm going to be on a Friday, but I will be able to watch it on a handheld device. I don't know if my ESPN Plus is still valid at this point in time. Don't matter because we got the VIP. But looking forward to it. We're going to close the year out with a bang. I think that's what a lot of these fights are out to be, closing the year with a bang when it comes to these fights. With Zordo, with Canelo, you know, HBO, they didn't really go out with a bang, but that's whatever. But I think that it's going to be a good Friday. Saturday, it's not going to be good, but it's going to be fun. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think Michaela Mayer is going to get a stoppage in this fight. I give Castillo about 6 rounds to get in there because Michaela, she's not going to rush nothing. Very technically sound, do what she does, and that's gonna be catching her opponent with the right hand because you know, Michaela's got a pretty good piston when it comes to the setup that she has with the right straight following the jab, and be looking forward to that one most definitely. So you already know there's gonna be highlights coming soon, coming on Friday. I'll be ready for it. So can't wait, man.
Yeah, there we have it. I knew that you would have something for, you know, like I said this before in the beginning of the boxing, as I was talking about, you know, our guy, Ryan Garcia, that is on the Canelo undercard, boxing has been pushing these younger fighters and the women's boxing division. You know, and they're doing a good job. And Michaela Mayer is one of the forefront women that are out here showing pretty good skill, showing that they're not just, you know, flapping around like unpolished women
right.
boxing out there.
Right,
so
right, right.
She's doing a good job doing her thing. And, you know, it's always good to show some love out there, man. But I think we probably talked about it all. We got, let me see, what other fights are this weekend? Nothing really else. You know, the zone, I think. So we also have Joseph Parker is fighting Alexander Flores. That's for nothing. The Lacanian is fighting some LeBron. That's nothing going on. The Boyles fighting Kojuna.
When's the fucking Dillian White and Joseph,
that's
Dillian,
the next weekend.
Dillian White Chisora fight. Oh, it's next weekend?
That's next weekend. Frampton Warrington, which will probably be a pretty good fight next weekend, too. So, and
Patty's going to have the olive oil for that.
Yeah, you know, he's going to be lotioned up, dog. Hey, you know how they do, man. But, but yeah, man, go ahead and get out of here, RC. Anything you want to talk about before we get out? Anything you got?
Nah, I mean, not much, man. We'll wrap everything up on Sunday's show, man. Enjoying the rest of the night, you know. The Scores is on right now. That's Sacramento's new name. We're not the Kings no more. We've been dubbed by Shump as the Sacramento Scores. 61-50 right now in Minnesota. Got our 14th win the other night in 24 games, in which last year it took us 47 games to get our 14th win. So things are changing, and I'm looking forward to it in basketball. So other than that, I'm stressing out right now in fantasy football because I got my division conference final coming up, and James Conner, as you know, suffered that high ankle sprain 2 weeks ago, and I'm stressing Willa. I don't know if James Conner's going to be in this week or not against the Patriots, because if he's in, it's going to be big money when it comes to some yards, some numbers he could get. against the Patriots' awful defense. So I'm on pins and needles right now, man. My nose is bleeding. I'm shaking. I can't concentrate until Sunday comes. I'm worried about James Conner. I had nightmares last night about him going off and me not starting him. Woke up in the middle of the morning with a cold sweat, put him in my lineup, and he's still questionable, projected zero. So other than that, man, I'm gonna be hyped and ready on Sunday. And other than that, we're just going to wrap it up. But I hope you had a good one for your birthday and all that good stuff, man. And we'll definitely be back at it. Hopefully we could – I was going to see if we could get it at about maybe 11 o'clock on Sunday, my time, which would be 1 o'clock your time, because that Patriots-Steelers game that we'll be on at 1:25 Pacific time is going to be of high significance for myself. So, but nonetheless, where we're going to be back at it Sunday, Outsiders Boxing Podcast, man.
Hey, and there you have it. Outsiders Boxing Podcast midweek show. We're out of here. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.